13 hours, 4 shows, all live, all local. This is The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number 3 kicking off. I will tell you that at Harbin Lumber, the concept here is that their customer service, their products, their prices, they are going to wow you upstate builders, remodelers, handymen. You got to have a great full-service lumber yard. And their process here is that, I mean, you know about them because the reputation's been around since 1917, but just in case you've got another company you work with, whatever, what they say is, like, just give us a little crack in your door, right? Right? Not literally a crack in the door, but, like, open the door for us a little bit. You give us a small job. We're going to give you the unbelievable product at an unbelievable price with unbelievable customer service, and that way we're going to wow you. And we want to earn more of your business. Basically, it's the Stetson Bennett. We'll start as a walk-on, and we'll win your national championship. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, my great friends at Harbin Lumber. Dan Young, you like what I did there with my Stetson Bennett walk-on deal there, that we'll earn more of that. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Who's the Clemson version of Stetson Bennett? Like, who comes to your mind when you think of kind of that trajectory? Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Especially because he had the national championship catch, right? Like, you have to have that moment, too.
Well, not just that, but since you mentioned it, you know, everybody thinks, like, Hunter Renfrow is this little unathletic dude. Well, you know, you went through this with the Georgia receiver.
McConkie was that.
Yeah, one. Yeah, like, well, this guy ain't no chump, man. You know, it ain't like he's just some fluky old. This isn't Rudy, in other words. You know, like he was a great one. To that point, one of the things. Bear with me a second here, because this is very interesting, and Clemson fans know this, but if you don't, let me give you this. In 2015, in the college football playoffs, against Oklahoma, 4 catches for 59 yards and a touchdown. Against Alabama, the national championship game as a freshman. Against Kirkpatrick and those guys, 7 catches, 88 yards, and 2 touchdowns against Bama, right? The next year against Ohio State, 5 catches for 50 yards in the semifinals. And then against Bama, the national championship game, 10 catches for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns. Against Bama the third year, 5 catches, 31 yards. And then in the college football playoffs against Bama – in 2018, 2 catches for 10 yards. But, you think about it, he destroyed Alabama. He was a Bama killer. 7 for 88, 2 touchdowns, and then 10 for 92 with 2 touchdowns. Back-to-back years, 17 catches, almost 200 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Against Nick Saban and Kirby Smart in that secondary. Like, that's not chump. That's not some sort of fluke deal in there.
Anyway. Even beyond that, too, just with the way that the NFL is a mirror for your team or your college program, like, there's not enough spots in the NFL for bad players or players that aren't as good to stay around for a very long time.
Right.
And Hunter Renfrow has been an NFL player for quite a while now. And, you know, I think I know Stetson Bennett hasn't played much in the NFL. It's all been preseason action. But it's not like Sean McVay just needs a cool guy to hang out with.
Right.
You know? Like that's a roster spot that he's filled for multiple years now. So there's some potential that they see in him. Not enough for him to usurp Matthew Stafford, who just was the MVP. But, like, there's enough there that Sean McVay, who everyone says is, you know, the wonder child coach of the NFL, that he's like, Stetson Bennett's a good enough player to be on my team. And that has to be a ringing endorsement somewhere there, too.
In the NFL, Hunter Renfrow, 284 catches, almost 3,000 yards and 19 touchdowns. Like, yeah, that ain't no joke, man. This ain't some sort of chump out there doing that. With that said, we're just getting over South Carolina basketball. In the last 29 years, South Carolina's gone to 3 NCAA tournaments. And their men's athletic department's in shambles right now. We were getting all over them. Georgia, in that same time period, looked up that 7 NCAA tournaments – in 29 years, and you go 30, 8 and 30 years. It's not great, but my question is this. What are the expectations? Like, what are Georgia fans saying? You know what? That's good enough. Is it every other year, every third year? If you went 10 times in 30 years, is that good enough for Georgia fans?
I don't think you would hear complaints if it's every other year or every third year. I do think, though, that, you know, you get a little spoiled after a little. So it wouldn't take long for it to feel like Georgia should be in the tournament every year, or at least be around it every year. But it's nowhere near like Kentucky expectations, where this is like a massively disappointing season for Kentucky. And Georgia have kind of a similar season, and Georgia's pretty happy with it, I think. I mean, Mickey, this is the first time since 2011 that Georgia's men and women's teams have both made the NCAA tournament, and Georgia's women's team historically makes it virtually every year. I mean, they were one of the stalwarts there of being a 3, 4, 5 seed. Now, you know, you mentioned this is South Carolina. What Dawn Staley has built there probably is a cast a big shadow that the men's team just gets swallowed up in that. And that felt like that was the case in Athens for a long time, too, though Georgia never reached those kind of heights on the women's side, especially because of Pat Summitt in Tennessee. But, I mean, Georgia just had so many rough coaching hires, and then the ceiling of Mark Fox. Like, he got there a couple times, he developed some players, but really struggled in recruiting. Tom Crean was a disaster, like an abject disaster. So what you're seeing with South Carolina now, I think Georgia emerged from that with Tom Crean, and Mike White has really steadied this ship, and I think that they've done a good job investing in recruiting. But if you look at the overall budget in the SEC, Georgia's like 12th, I think, 10th or 12th in the SEC of what they spend on basketball. So it's not one of the top priorities for the athletic department, and they're doing okay.
Does Mike White and that staff, do they complain about that, the NIL dollars, the budget dollars? Is that something that is a public clamoring from him or his staff to make a stance on that?
Definitely not publicly, and if anything, I think that because it has increased from what it has been in the past, they're probably grateful for that piece of it. But, you know, this is a bit of if you build it, they will come situation. There's like, what comes first here? Do you have to pay up for the players? Which, I mean, they have a solid roster now. I think they can win the first round game against St. Louis. They're a 1.5-point favorite. They could also lose that game, but I don't think anyone logically would tell you that either Georgia or St. Louis has a great chance to beat Michigan in the second round. So this looks like a one-and-done situation, or a maybe you get to the second round and give Michigan a scare. But that would be about it. That would be the ceiling for this team for this season. If they get through that, then it turns into like, oh, what a miracle win situation. And I think that would energize Georgia fans. But, you know, do you see one win in an NCAA tournament sending Georgia throwing money at the program saying that, hey, like now we're a basketball program?
No, you don't. And again, now every coach, every fan base, it all comes down to now you can blame the money thing, you know. In the old days, we did it like, well, they bought a player, but now the whole thing's about budget and all that. So you can always have that against you. But my next question would be, in building and moving forward, you can make a case that Mike White, let me give you facts first of all. The only coach in Georgia basketball history who has more 20-win seasons is Hugh Durham. The only coach who's been to more NCAA tournaments is Hugh Durham. Now, a couple of guys went twice. This is the second time. A couple of guys went twice, and a couple of guys did win as many. Three, you know, he's got 3 20-win game seasons now, but some of those he's tied. But the only one more is actually Hugh Durham. Where is Mike White now? Very early in his career, maybe still 4 years into it, but if we start talking about, you know, where he stands in Georgia basketball coaching lore?
One of the issues that Mike White's had from the beginning at Georgia is simply the optics that Florida was pushing him out the door,
right,
and then Georgia wanted him.
Right.
And then Florida went to win a national championship after that with their new coach. The optics of that have always been, I think it's unfair to him personally, because I think Mike White did a pretty good job at Florida, but Florida's been a better team since he left. Like, that's indisputable. And so I think, you know, if your rival did not want the coach that you have and your rival's significantly better than you, then that's kind of a tough thing to overcome. All that can still be true, that Mike White is the best basketball coach and Georgia's basketball situation is the best that it's been since Tubby Smith, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, are we going back that far? Maybe Jim Herrick, although we know that there were some improprieties in that situation. But like that team under Jim Herrick was exciting to watch. And I do think, for all the reasons I've told you all season long, this Georgia team can compete with teams that are significantly better with them in ways that I would have never told you that was the case in Tom Crean's era, or even, you know, Mark Fox. If Georgia had an upset win, it was going to be put the game in the mud and try to beat you 55-51 kind of thing. This Georgia team can beat you in multiple ways. They can beat themselves in multiple ways too. But yeah, I think Mike has done a really good job at Georgia, and I think that ceiling is still higher because of the basketball talent that is within the state. But I really don't think that talent really cares anymore where they go to college. They're going to go where money is, and then what gets them drafted. That's going to be the priority.
All right. With that said, you lost first game of the – I don't want to say first round anymore because you got byes and not byes. I don't know. You lost your first game in Nashville to Ole Miss. Does he need to win this one, or would, you know, winless in the postseason, would that take a little bit of the shine off the star?
Yeah, I think so, because like Georgia's very happy that it made the NCAA tournament. But if you have, you know, a pretty simple loss to St. Louis, then it's going to be like a quick flash in the pan. Like, well, I guess that excitement's over with. You know, you put that in the context of this week of like this should be a massive headline week for UGA men's basketball. Women's track just won an indoor national championship. Spring practice for football began yesterday. Pro day for football is today. And the women's team awaits its opponent in the NCAA tournament later in the week. So there are a lot of competing headlines that maybe Georgia basketball is not the focus that you think it would be. We did a show yesterday, UGA Sports Live, and we talked about football for about 55 minutes, and then we mentioned basketball at the end. And I think that order of operation kind of follows what the fan base sees here, which is, this is a fun story to follow, but like, can you tell us what KJ Bolden and Ellis Robinson are going to do?
Yeah.
That tends to be how this works at Georgia.
It's like, oh, it's cute. It's a cute little story you got going on. I hate it when someone said little. I had a recruiting magazine for it, and I was busting my butt, and we had a, you know, it was one of the best in the country, but people didn't know what I was doing. And say, how's your little magazine doing? Roy Philpott and I joke about that. How's your little magazine? Like, how's your little radio show? That's not good to do that. Now, what? I ask you this. He has to do something. I know they had the good NIT run, but they've not been good at all in the SEC tournament, and they've not been good at all in the NCAA tournament so far. Like, I think he's won maybe one non-NIT postseason game. He kind of needs to win a little bit in the postseason too, I would say. Is that fair?
I mean, if he dramatically – wants to change what the perception of Georgia basketball is, they're going to have to go beat Michigan. Like that's you're asking me what makes like the fan base really care about. You'll have the bandwagon get full at that point. If all of a sudden Georgia just took out Michigan and got to the Sweet 16, you're going to have Georgia basketball fans popping up everywhere and learning about the roster as if they're experts. Same thing happens in baseball, where you have your diehards, but the second that your team makes it to Omaha, you start finding out, oh, there's a lot of people joining in because this is fun. And I think that's massively unlikely, because Michigan is one of the superior teams in college basketball on the men's side. So I don't think that's going to happen. But you're saying, what needs to happen for it to gain that spotlight?
I think that's it. Here's what I'm saying. And let's walk through this quickly. In year one, you're the 7th seed in the SEC tournament, and you lose to 15 seed Ole Miss. And then no, that was this year. I'm sorry, this is this year. I'm going backwards. Let me go chronologically. In year one, I should say, you are the 11th seed, and you lose to the 14th seed LSU, and you don't make any other tournament. In year two, in the SEC tournament, you go. Make sure I watch it. You did beat Missouri, the 14th seed Missouri, but then as 11th seed, you lost to Florida. Then you went as a nice NIT run, so you could count the NIT a little bit in there. In year three, last year, you lost your 11th seed, and you lost to 14th seed Oklahoma, and then you lost in the NCAA tournament to Gonzaga, and then this year you lose again. So my point is, like, you've only won one SEC tournament game in 4 years. But outside of NIT, you hadn't won any NCAA tournament game. Like, you kind of need to win a postseason game.
Yeah, so you're saying that a win over St. Louis makes us feel different.
And
I'm saying, yeah, it probably does a little bit, but not.
No.
I don't think it would be enough to be like to make the program stand out more than it has.
Well, I compare it like Clemson. Georgia and Clemson basketball are so, you know, so similar. But, like, Clemson had Clemson lost to – their first round opponent the other day. Lost to Wake Forest and then lost because they've kind of done that a few times. They lost the ACC tournament one game, one and out. The NCAA tournament one game, one out. But they beat North Carolina too. They won two ACC tournament games for only the third time in basketball history. So, like, the pressure's not on them to win an NCAA tournament now, whereas because they beat North Carolina in the ACC tournament. You know, like, you got to get
a little bit. And I think some of what, you started this conversation talking about South Carolina men's basketball and how bad it's been historically.
Yeah.
They still had that Final Four run, which was, like, super fun. And I think people can latch on to that. Like, you don't need to have that every year. Most teams don't. You have to be Duke or Kansas or Arizona to get those frequently. But if you get a couple of those, it does make it where the rest of the decade's kind of palatable until you get to a point where it's like, you know, South Carolina's as dreadful as it's been for a few years.
Yes, because now, and this makes me just feel very, very old, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's that decade. Next year won't be in the same decade. So, you know, like, we need to do something. There's a little bit of something through all that. Say your prayers at night that the team that you cover and you talk about and you work with, the university you work with, does not have South Carolina's football program, men's current men's basketball program, and current baseball program, because they're in shambles in their men's athletic department right now. And you'd be talking about a lot more. I guarantee you at their websites, they're not talking just about spring football. It's a bunch of ineptness going on over there, so it's crazy.
If Dawn Staley would have, you know, she was flirting with some NBA jobs,
yeah,
and if she would have darted for that, geez, I mean, it would have been. Look, I told you that the people around here were not high on Shane Beamer and thought that was not going to go well for South Carolina football. I frankly, when he got hired, I didn't think that his tenure would last as long as it has. Two seasons ago really helped him the way that season ended,
right.
But one more year like last year, and I think they'll be making that change too.
Should have changed men's basketball, and they're going to change baseball like any day now. They're going to file Palmieri because it's been awful. With that said, what's up on the site? Boy, a lot of spring football practice, I know, and some NCAA basketball tournament stuff for the Bulldogs.
Man, all these pro scouts are in Athens today for Pro Day. And Monroe Freeling, I made the joke yesterday, if you could postpone the draft by 2 months, the guy may be the number one overall pick at this rate. Because, I mean, he may be a top five, definitely top 10 pick at this point. And he was one that when he announced Mickey, we didn't know if it was the wise decision for him. Like, did this guy just make a mistake for what his future could have been? And the NFL has just fallen in love with him. So we talked about that. We talked about the first day of Georgia spring practice. That's all on UGASports.com.
I love it. Hope the girls are well, man, and looking forward to visiting with you. Maybe a little Sweet 16 talk for Georgia next week.
We'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see.
All right, buddy. Take care. Dane Young, UGASports.com. Carolina Flooring Specials, no obligation. Phone call, 10 minutes. They come in and see your garage and measure your garage, and, man, they're going to take care of all of the cracks and all of those stains, and they're going to put in an awesome floor. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be more efficient for you. It's slip resistant, stain resistant. It's going to be more functional is what I was looking for. And it's going to add value to your home. And it's at a lower price than you ever expect. When I talk to the folks at Carolina Flooring Specials, one thing they always say is that when we give them the estimate, people go, oh, I thought it'd be more than that. So pleasantly affordable. Call them today. The most experienced garage floor company out there, Carolina Flooring Specials, 404-8158. We had a great TPC. Cam Young hit one of the best drives in Major League in PGA Tour history. I'll ask about that. TGL and Masters preparation when we visit with Andrew Oliphant right after this.
GLP-1 shots are everywhere right now. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Everyone's talking about them, but here's the real question. What happens when you stop? Because if you don't fix the reason your body gained weight in the first place, the weight comes back. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as the problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom. A symptom of metabolic dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, and stress. If you don't correct those, no shot, no diet, no hack will last. They'll look at you holistically, your metabolism, your hormones, your lifestyle, so they can improve not just your weight, but your health span, your energy, your longevity. Because losing weight is one thing, keeping it off for life is another. Right now, when you call and mention my name, John Height, you'll receive 2 free weeks in the program and they'll cover the cost of your food. That means you can see real results with zero guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention my name, John Height. Again, that's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com. Stop chasing weight loss. Start fixing what's actually causing it.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Bosch is hosting a direct hire event for maintenance technicians at 1100 Scottsbridge Road in Anderson on Thursday, March 19th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com/Bosch.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters, located at 2485 Rutherford Road in Greenville.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, river stone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Other stations talk about sports. We drive the conversation. The Upstate Sports Leader, 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you go to Double Dog Video and you sing on the Double Dog there, it's got the picture of the kid from A Christmas Story with his tongue on the flagpole. Now, we're not asking you to do that. What we're asking you to do is get with Double Dog Video, and then if you don't like it, the Double Dog there is they'll give you your money back. But the key there is no one's ever asked for the money back. I love that, man. Your company, your church, you need video done. Where do you start? Well, unfortunately, you're thinking, you know, Mike, you know how advertisers work with, like, Apple? Like, oh, this new iPhone, you can cut a whole commercial ready for the Super Bowl with your iPhone. No, you can't. Sorry. Double Dog Video can. They'll write the copy for you. They'll videograph for you. They'll edit it out. They'll tell your story. My 7-year-old can do videos on the phone, act like it's good, but it's not what Double Dog Video would do. Go with the best. DoubleDogVideo.com. Absolute great folks there. To our guest lines, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction, Katichi in beautiful Hartwood, Georgia. Good morning, Andy. Oh, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
I have called it. Now, there's been some great drives in PGA Tour history, right? I would say Colin Morikawa at the 17th at the PGA a few years ago allowing him to two-putt for birdie. I think he two-putted that one out in San Francisco is one of them. Cam Young, 72nd hole on Sunday. Now, it's downwind. I get it. Water all the way down the left-hand side, one-shot lead. Pipes a 375-yard drive right in the middle of the fairway. I mean, it has to be considered one of the greatest drives in PGA Tour history. Is it a little hyperbole right now? Am I overselling this thing?
No. I mean, there's trouble everywhere, isn't there? And the bailout all the way over to the right with the pine straw making it nearly impossible to get to the green. And, you know, I liked what Kisner said that, you know, you look like somebody who wanted the ball, and, you know, in the analogy of football or another sport, you know, he wanted the ball, he wanted to win, and he just grabbed it and went with it and smoked it, didn't he? I mean, what was it, 375, you know? So, I think his little mini pep talk was, especially so because he hit the ball in the water the day before, you know, pep talk's like, I've got to stand up and hit one of the best drives of my life here, and he went ahead and did it.
All right, I know you're going to get it. Anytime anybody wins, they used to say this in NASCAR, that win on Sunday, sell on Monday, meaning that if a Ford won on a Sunday, the Ford dealers would sell out, and Chevrolet won on a Sunday, they sell on Mondays. In golf, you do this. If somebody uses a pencil grip, a long putter, a new ball, a new driver, then, boy, you're going to be asked about it. I guess that pause at the top. We've seen other guys, Matsuyama. We've seen Jay Haas used to be that way. Talk to me about the advantages, the disadvantages, the difficulty, and what Cam Young does by that pretty dramatic pause at the top.
Yeah, it's timing, and you know, ironically, you look at Ludvig Åberg, who was in control for three rounds, and he gets quick at the top. You know, his transition, he doesn't have a pause; he gets very quick, and that got him out of his timing and possibly led to a few miss hits and bad shots along the way. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you've got someone like Cam Young, who's got that very deliberate pause at the top. Sometimes it does, you know, sometimes it stops. And it's not something we've seen in the modern game a lot. You know, Sandy Lyle had a little bit of that for a while. Gordon Brand Jr., another player. I saw Gordon Brand. There was two. Gordon Brand, you know, dating myself there, back in the, you know, early 90s, he had a very deliberate stop at the top of his backswing. So it gets the player ready. You know, it's timing for them, and, you know, it gets them in the right slot to start their downswing. Someone like Cam Young, he's very athletic. You know, he's got, you know, the way his body works in the swing, side bends and forward bends for people who are kind of into that kind of thing, but he's almost got like a baseball move into the golf ball, but very powerful, and heck, it works for him.
I saw Tiger Woods. It was a Golf Channel Live thing many, many years ago, and he was with Butch Harmon, and it was after his Masters victory, and he talked about how Butch made him hit thousands of golf balls with that deliberate pause at the top with like a four iron. And so the point there was he was a direct feel with a backswing and a direct feel with a downswing, and you could actually work on two different things rather than one, whatever it might be. Is this something that we, you know, from a drill-wise, there's advantages to doing this? Not, I'm not saying take it on the golf course in the first tee, but, you know, on the driving range and practice of trying maybe to accentuate a backswing thought or a downswing thought?
Yeah, I think that as coaches, you know, anybody that's been for a golf lesson will have heard their coach say, well, swing halfway back and stop. You know, check that position where the hands are in the middle of the chest, where the shaft's running through the shoulder position. You know, that's a common phrase that probably anybody that's been for a golf lesson should have heard. And, you know, stop at the top of the backswing or coil and go. It's been much of a debate for the last 50-plus years of what starts the downswing and is there a stop? You know, as the arms and club are going to the top of the swing, the lower body's actually starting the downswing. So where is the pause? Where is the stop? You know, that might be the debate. You know, if you're actually stopping and starting down, where's that chain reaction being lost or broken down? You know, for me, you know, we've talked about this, right? Ground reaction forces of how pushing into the ground, how left side is pushing down into the ground, which then delivers the golf club back to the ball. So, again, going back, I think everybody has been for a golf lesson, or anybody that's interested in lesson, it's going to be a phrase that they're going to hear, you know, stop halfway back or pause at the top, you know, get them ready to get the club in the right positions.
So, now, correct me if I'm wrong here, or if I've got the wrong, if I misperception here, but if something changes direction, it has to stop. Now, on most of us, it doesn't look like it's stopping because it's faster, and then there's other parts that are moving. So if you're watching just the club, but I mean, if a club is going to any object changes directions, then it has to stop. And opposite direction. I shouldn't say that. Like, you can pivot and not stop. Like, I can turn my car briefly. But if I'm going to go one direction and then go the exact opposite direction, then there has to be a stop in there. Does that make sense?
I guess so, right? I know he's listening, too, because he's an avid listener to the show. He's a physics teacher, and he comes to golf lessons. We have some great conversations about different physics. I always say, if I'd known it was going to make me a better golf instructor, I would have listened more at school. You know,
yeah,
so
right.
Of what's going on with physics. But you're right. You know, if something's changing direction, it's got to stop. But it would be, you know, what is stopping and the lower body is starting. You know, where is that change of direction occurring?
Well, the other thing about Cam Young is you mentioned his athleticism. I mean, to pull a move off like that. Well, anything else, these guys, he's a big guy, a strong guy. You talk about getting in the ground, like his legs and his butt, like he's using all that. But the fact is that, you know, and he matches it up, oh, by the way. You know, it's not like he's – some of the things he does is not exactly textbook, but his matchups are really good. My other question, though, is like, I mean, it goes to show you how hard it is. Like, this guy, as with that swing and the move sometimes, he should win more. I'm asking this all the time. Like, why didn't this guy win more?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple of runner-ups in majors. He went for, I don't know how many events without winning. Was it 7 runner-ups before he won?
Yeah.
And now a players champion. And I think it comes right down to how well players putt.
Yeah.
You know, if they're holding putts, and a lot of putts, and the greens that I haven't seen the stats, but the greens at Sawgrass usually are quite small. You know, there's a lot of undulation there. That week, a player usually around about 100 putts for the week. So that's making a lot, and you know that's an area where he's certainly improved from inside six feet and in, 10 feet and in. He looks a lot more comfortable with the putter in his hands.
I saw one, I don't remember the exact one, but inside of like 10 feet, he was, at one point in time, he was like 15 for 15 early in the tournament. I'm like, he didn't miss any. Of course, a lot of those are tap-ins, but still. He was, his inside of 10-foot putting is much, much, much better. All right, I got to run something else by you. My son last night, and part of it was he was trying to avoid going to bed. But I switched over, the TGL was on, and he says, I said, man, you got to go to bed. He goes, no, Dad, I'm enjoying watching golf with you. We don't watch a lot of golf together yet. But he liked the TGL. He thought the technology was cool. It's really the first time he sat down and watched it. Well, he's gone to simulators in the past and seen it. But to see it on television, to see Roy McIlroy, he loves Roy McIlroy. And to see Roy McIlroy do it, I think the TGL has a little momentum, but my and I've never asked this for you, but like for the young people and the little ones out there, you can see how the technology was kind of cool. So do we need to maybe accentuate this and talk a little more about this maybe and growing the game, the youth part of it through the indoor and the simulator and the fun part of that?
Yeah, I agree. And there are players, you know, in areas where the weather's not great and it's cold and, you know, that might be all they see for 6-7 months of the year, that they're indoors at a simulator, and they've got better and better. You know, the way the ball tracks on the screen is much faster. You know, the lies that they can simulate now are you know, almost real. Like, you know, I mean, even though you're playing from a synthetic turf for the most part, you know, the TGL guys have got some real grass thrown in there, but it's definitely gaining traction, isn't it? And I think, you know, the young people are seeing that on television, and maybe it makes it okay, you know, that they're seeing Rory and they're seeing Adam Scott and they're seeing all of these, you know, world-class players playing indoor golf and think, well, it's not gimmicky anymore. It's a real deal. And they're playing for a lot of dollars too. So I like it. You know, I think you mentioned last year, I didn't know if I was going to like it, but yeah. I really did. And,
yeah.
You know, it's taken off. I think the TV time's good. You know, it's a Monday or Tuesday night, and you know, they've got it kind of pigeonholed in the right area of TV. So it's got a lot of pluses going for it.
Shot clock. I'm telling you, shot clock. Because, you know,
that's the way forward.
Yes. Yeah. The biggest issue we have in our game, we have two major issues in our game. Number one is the game is so stinking hard. All right, and we can make all the equipment and all the advances, but, man, it's just so hard for so many people, and it can be so frustrating. With that said, the biggest one, though, is it just takes too long. And when I saw shot clock on this thing, I was like, this is going to work, man, and we can prove we can do it. We need to start doing it on tour. Penalize guys' shot clock on the tour from the second you step up there. And then you see an Oberg do it. I mean, Oberg, I saw in that, like, 4 seconds he's over and it's gone. Like, let's go. We got to change that for sure. Speaking of changes, how can they get in touch with you? What can you help them with? How can they reach you? Let's get some people some help, and let's make this game a little bit easier. Did we lose Andy yet? Oh, there you are. Got you back, Andy?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost you for a second.
That's
there.
Okay. That's right. How can they reach you to make the game easier for folks and get some good instruction?
The best way is email andrew@katichi.com. And we've got a lot going on with beginner classes, and we've got some fitting events too. You know, so if players are looking for new equipment, we can help with that. Short game, aim points actually this weekend. So there's a 2:30 class on Saturday with aim point, and go to the aim point golf website and take a look at that and get signed up for some clinics.
I think your physics guy got in touch with us saying intermediate value theorem. No idea what that is, but
there you go.
There you go. Should have paid more attention in school. Hey, buddy, always appreciate it. Always look forward to it. Let's talk a little more. Let's do some Masters talk next week. It's right around the corner. Can't wait.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
I do too. Andrew Oliphant, weekly segment with PGA Tour Golf. Mike, that is, again, the intermediate value theorem. And I looked it up on Wikipedia during the segment. No idea what that is. After reading about it on Wikipedia, I can normally figure it out. No idea.
How can you listen to Andy O and not get excited to be on a golf course?
It's
somewhere?
The accent, man. And it's the knowledge base, too. But it's the accent. It just sounds better coming out. He could, like, read the menu of a restaurant, and it would sound great. You know? My great friends at Greer Flooring, Michael Vaughn, tomorrow. You're not with me tomorrow. You're with me on Friday. But tomorrow, I've got a meeting with Greer Flooring, and I get to learn more about floors, hardwoods and tiles and laminates and carpets and area rugs and technology and installation and consultation teams and warranties. And man, I'm fascinated by that. I love hearing more and learning more. It's like a podcast for carpet tomorrow and for flooring tomorrow. Can't wait. Go by and get in touch with them now. They're gonna make it easier on you. Their consulting team's gonna help you out, do like I do, and learn more about this whole industry. Their website is very, very informative. I want to guide you to it now. GreerFlooringCenter.com. Greer Flooring. Go see those good folks for sure. Short break. Final segment of a Wednesday show right after this.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by The Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit DabosAllInTeam.com for more information.
Hello, listeners. Jeannie Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As we reflect on last year with another successful annual enrollment and look forward to the start of a new year, we are humbled and thankful for the relationships that we have with Walt, Ramona, David, and all of the local DJs who carry our spots. Most of all, we are thankful to the Roar listeners. Our business would not be successful without you. As we begin a new year, it doesn't look like the one we anticipated, but we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each other and what our Lord does for us every day. Remember, gratitude is the best attitude. Many thanks to the Roar and to you, the listeners. We look forward to helping you this year. If you need help with Medicare, whether you're aging in or not sure if you're in the right plan, give us a call at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
Be ready for springtime lawn maintenance with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in South Carolina. See our selection of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of our seven Landscaper Supply stores. Shop our Wright mower selection right now or have your current Wright mower serviced. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment with seven upstate locations. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Love living in the upstate? Here are some reasons you'll love a new Empire home at Sunrise in Pendleton. Location: you'll be minutes from Clemson, Anderson, downtown Pendleton, and I-85. Empire Homes offers quality construction with hardy cement siding that's built to last. Personalize your home in Empire Homes' design studio. Curate your dream kitchen or spa-like bath. And don't miss the amenities. The community pool opens this summer and walking trails are planned. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore Sunrise in Pendleton.
With Bojangles' 8-piece family meal, you can treat your family to a delicious dinner that's easier on the wallet. 8 pieces of hand-breaded chicken, a range of fixins, scratch-made biscuits, and tea. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Guys, have you ever had your testosterone checked? And if so, does your primary care even know what your levels mean? At Low Country Male, our physicians know hormones, and we're local. Don't trust some internet doc. Get your labs and a one-hour consult for $200 off right now. Our TRT plans include testosterone, unlimited concierge doctor visits, and much more. With 8 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Real people, real results. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
While the rest of the state's still waking up, the upstate's already talking sports. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Say we'll be together every day. Hard to get you into my life.
I'm going to surprise you here, Michael Vaughn. You know who else sings a song? Who covered that song?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
There you go! I heard it the other day. I hadn't heard it in years and years. I heard it the other day. Man, I love talented covers. And for Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, it makes sense for the horn section you just heard right there.
Yes, sir.
I think, let me say something about that song too. That's one of the best Beatles songs ever that has one of the worst endings ever. Because they were just getting into it, and they cut the record way too short. They cut it off like right in the middle of one of the choruses. Like,
that song is only 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
Yeah, that song needed to be a four-minute song, but they cut it off. Like, that was, oh, man, they robbed us. They robbed us of some more greatness from the Beatles. Welcome back. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. A final segment of the weekday, the midday, the hump day. This is a great day because we've talked a little bit of Clemson baseball, and we got the Clemson and Citadel tonight, a little bit of South Carolina baseball, that bad loss last night, a little bit of Billy Donlin leaving Clemson to go to Eastern Michigan after the season's over, some play-in games last night, some play-in games tonight, World Baseball Classic last night. One thing I didn't mention, one thing we were wrong about. Well, let me bring in Delvin on this one, 654-ROAR. Delvin, I apologize. We reported yesterday's show that Holloway had a pound of marijuana. I'm sorry, it was 2.1 pounds of marijuana. Like,
oh, yeah, you can't leave that out, man. You can't leave out the 2.1.
No,
huh?
The original point was a pound, but the Joker had him 2.1 pounds of marijuana. Like, I don't know, man. Let me look up. I don't know what street value of 2.1 pounds of marijuana is, but like that's a. It's a bold move. It's a very bold move.
Yeah. You talking about Billy Dunn? It's gonna be a tough loss for Clemson because, you know, since he came back to Clemson, they've been doing a lot. I think that, but we'll see who Brad gets. I think Brad gonna get Earl Grant. I think he's gonna bring Earl Grant back.
I think it makes sense. Like, it just feels like that's just natural. You know.
Yeah. I think he's gonna bring Earl Grant back and be the assistant. But congratulations to Billy, man. Hey, when your program's doing good, it's gonna happen like that. So, but that's why I think it's gonna be Earl Grant and Mickey. You talking about South Carolina hiring Palmieri? Don't forget, Ray Turner wasn't trying to hire Palmieri. Remember, he was talking to him about who coaches to hire, and they ended up hiring him. You knew that was doomed from the start when you do that right there.
Yeah, that was not a good hire. There's no doubt about that. That was not a good hire.
Cause you remember, he said at the press conference, he said I was talking to him about who to hire. He said, I just went on to ask him, do he want the job?
Yeah, yeah. That was, it's just all in all. But I mean, so is Muschamp, right? Wasn't Muschamp a bad hire? I mean,
yeah.
He's had bad hires. He's got the monopoly on that, man. Like, he's got a pretty good run on that.
Yeah, and you talk about they killed Lamont Perry. Don't get me, Clemson basketball started in the same boat. Everybody wanted Brad Brunell to get fired, but they kept him and took the time to look what Clemson's doing now, so you never know.
There's examples of it. There's no examples of it. Now, how about this? I just got this. In the next 12 games, South Carolina plays number 4 Arkansas for 3 games, number 14 North Carolina for 1, at number 7 Georgia for 3 games, then Wofford for a game, at number 2 Texas for 3 games, and then College of Charleston. I mean, over the next 12 games.
Do Palmieri survive that?
No. Honest to goodness, I fully expect it. Arkansas is going to sweep them this weekend, and then they're going to have more Arkansas fans over there. If Donati's in town, I'm going to report on the show. Like Sunday night, they're going to fire the guy. Like he just can't go on. And again, it's exasperated by football and basketball. But if you're a fan, you got to have a sacrificial lamb somewhere, man. Like I got to have. Show me something. Show me you care. Like fire somebody. It doesn't matter. There's a light bulb that went out in the chemistry department over there. Somebody's got to get fired, man. I don't know. Just I want heads to roll in some way if I'm a Gamecock fan.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, with the contracts that he gave and all that stuff, and all the coaches he done hired have been fired. It's crazy.
Yeah, Holbrook and Kingston and this cat and men's basketball hadn't been good. Ray Tanner, man, it didn't. Ray Tanner was so bad as an AD that it tarnished what was an untarnishable baseball record there.
Like, yeah, the whole Will Muschamp, Tom Herman debacle.
Herman thought, yeah. He got fooled on that one.
Herman had the job, then they lost to the Citadel, and then he changed his mind.
Yeah. This nightmare, man. The whole thing with Ray Tanner's been a big nightmare. I hate it. but yeah. Brought all up on himself.
What? Yeah, and man, Texas with the buzzer beater last night, it's crazy, man.
Nice.
Get off to a good start. See what happens tonight.
Yeah. Both games were close last night. Yeah, you saw a 3-point win and a 2-point win. We had two good games, and so maybe we do more.
See what happens tonight with Miami High. I'm gonna watch that because everybody talk about should have been in or not. Well, we'll find out tonight.
Yep, no doubt. All right, brother. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, take my call.
Take care. Let me get Roger and Anderson. Hey, good morning, Roger. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Mick. I know I got to run my hurry-up offense here, but what an incredible game last night at the WBC. Mickey, they need to do like the Ryder Cup. This needs to be every 2 years. Just an incredible atmosphere, great players on both teams, Venezuela. Just a stacked team. I mean, look at all the great players, young great players that they have.
Totally agree.
I mean, it needs to be every 2 years, I think.
Well, but, the momentum you got off of it, let's change that. The energy, the ticket demand, and these fans were having fun. The game looked fun. The players are having fun. The emotion of it, the authenticity of the emotion of it. We just saw it in hockey. We saw the Olympics in hockey. We saw it now. You got to build upon this, and baseball would be very smart. Yeah, maybe not every year, but every other year at least, and it's a good timing for it, getting ready for it. Like, it's a no-brainer. Do it. Make it a bigger deal.
It really is. It fits right in that window when there's nothing happening and incredible energy. The only negative for me was, why is it that the Fox, both on football and baseball, A.J. Pierzynski and Adam Wainwright are much better than John Smoltz. John Smoltz just, look, some people think he's all that in a bag of chips and a 2-pound bag of marijuana. This is not my cup of tea. I'm sorry. The guy can't shut up sometimes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk about what's right in front of him. He goes off into some la-la land stuff. I'm like, Pierzynski and Wainwright do much better. I mean, I don't know why. It's like in football, Greg Olsen is better than Brady. It's just weird how the backup team is better than the
name,
the so-called elite.
But it's about name, though. It's that people turn it on and they know John Smoltz and they know Tom Brady. There's just a bigger name, name on the other line.
But, I just like having – I mean, it's like they do it all the time. These players, Wainwright and Pierzynski, played with or against a lot of these guys on these teams.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, you need to look at guys. I know, you know, I'm picking on the guy, but John Smoltz, he's got that Tim McCarver talk too much. He takes too many Tim McCarver pills before broadcast. He's got to just let the game – play out in front of him and then comment. You don't need to go off into some. He just does it too much for me.
Great point.
Other than that, fantastic.
Great point. No doubt. We need more of it.
Hybrid.
More of it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good answer. Brad Hughes, good answer. Allstate 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We used to do this thing, action of forgiveness. Today, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to ask for Butch to forgive me. Butch, my man, I don't mean to talk bad about the Gamecocks, man. I'm just trying to be last night, that was just Charlotte. It's not the loss of Charlotte. It's the fact that nobody's there. So I apologize, man. I'm not picking on your Gamecocks.
All right. Look, you don't work outside, and that knothead Chad don't work outside. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. There's no doubt it's cold.
I mean, you really think about it, man. They probably bought them tickets saying it was going to be warm and
that's
stuff
true.
Like it was.
All right, that's
and
they true.
Would have been a higher attendance.
All right,
but other than that, nah, you got no excuses. Only thing I got for you is happy belated birthday.
Well, too kind of.
And Mickey, what day is it? What day is it?
Hey,
I love hump days.
Well, you bring a smile to my face. It's good. We got good guests on the show on hump days. Always good to hear from you. I got to get into the show, man. But I hope you accept my apology. I'm not. It's not picking on you. It's
Mickey,
just man. It's down right
all
now.
All good, brother.
All right.
I know what. Hey, this is rivalry. This is talk. This is what it's supposed
yeah.
to be.
Thank yeah. you. All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. I don't. It's just a bad time, man, for them right now. And I know a lot of Clemson fans are liking that. Mike, skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Mickey, big news out of Greenwood, South Carolina. Actually, in Anderson at the Abney Athletic Center on the campus of AU. The Lander Bearcats advanced to the Elite Eight for this D2 division.
Yeah.
And they will play, let's see, coming up March 25th in the Elite Eight at the UPMC Cooper Field House on the campus of Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. Head coach Omar Wattad, I hope I'm saying that right, is excited about the Bearcats moving into the Elite Eight for the D2 division.
Love it. Congratulations to those good folks. Eric Newton.com for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. They can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com, an absolutely great company, full-service real estate company, the best in the business. It's EricNewton.com. Let him find you your commercial real estate property in Clemson. Let him manage your real estate, your rental properties, or find a rental property for you. You're going to love our great friends, EricNewton.com. I don't know this because I don't buy marijuana, but Holloway's 2.1 pounds of marijuana, according to AI, between $1,470 and $8,400 in street value. So that's another NIL deal I get. He can claim that. I had an NIL deal with a dealer. Let me thank Dr. Steve Martin and the folks at Arthrex. Let me thank Dan Young, UJSports.com, Andrew Olafant at Katichi.com. Mike, great job now. I'll see you. I hope you have a good Wednesday and Thursday because I'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Up next, Faxon and Sam, have a great day. Most importantly, tune in on Monday. Oh, no, tomorrow, I should say. We'll see you right here on radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.